Hold on a second here. I'm just filling out some paperwork. Income, oh, let's put down $750,000. What the heck? Credit score, I don't know. 9 to 7, bottom of the sixth. No, I'll put down A+. Next of kin, Jasper the dog. All right, there you go. There you have it. I'll just have to wait for that to be approved. Oh, it's been approved. Oh, well, okay, great. Well, do I get a title or something in the mail? Or well, boy, you leave the diner for a couple of weeks and the entire economic model changes underneath you, literally underneath you. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the diner. I'm James Lilac, sitting here at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for my counter here at the old diner on an old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from where you happen to be right now. Although that may have changed, it may have risen in value to 19 and three quarters of a minute, for all I know. And when I say that things have changed underneath me, the stool on which I sit, the nice little cushioned red stool with a chrome trim that goes all the way around, I bought it. That's right, I own it now. Very odd. I never really thought that this... it's sort of a combination of condos and stadium seat sales, but the concept has come to the diner. As you know, if you've been following, you've been with us for some time, the diner was purchased a year and a half or so ago by some folks who may have come to later regret the decision to do so. The financial acumen that they demonstrated in the purchase was not exactly the sort of thing that you'd write home to mom about, particularly if mom was a chartered public accountant with an eye on your bond rating, because they paid a lot of money for the diner, and they've been trying like the Dickens, a term that I've never quite understood. What does that mean? We've been working like the Dickens. You mean you've been sitting in a room turning out serialized fiction? What? They've been trying to recoup their investment by every possible means. They turned the place into a casino, they turned it into a strip club, they turned it into a newspaper. That worked really well. And nothing really had happened for a while, and I thought perhaps that they were just sort of used to the fact that their investment was underperforming, as they say. But I come back after being away for a while, and turns out that when I told the guy that he was in my seat, it really wasn't my seat, and it really was his, and he had the mortgage and the deed to prove it. They sold off every single place where one could sit in the diner. All of the stools have been sold. They all belong to somebody now. All of the booths have been sold, and I think there's an aftermarket, actually, for different sides of the booth. The side closest to the north side gets a certain amount of money. You can sell the south side. You could probably sublet the area under the booth if you want, although why you would want to have an unobstructed view of nothing but gum that's been stuck there since 1947, I don't know. But the fact remains is that they've come up with just a novel financial instrument that allows people to enjoy the diner as they always have, but also experience the pride of ownership. It's kind of like a timeshare, I guess. A timeshare condo stadium seating plan. I don't quite understand it entirely, but... the fellow who sold me this, and it was a very easy deal, I got to tell you that. I mean, I've bought real estate before, and it's always fraught with difficulties and anxiety. There's nothing more anxious, really, than a closing, because I don't know why you think so. These people know what they're doing, but you always think that something is going to pop up in closing, and you're going to have to write a check for a huge amount of money, or you're going to find something you never did before. But this was just smooth, like a BB through a duck's intestinal system, one that he swallowed, of course, not one that entered like through the outside, like he was shot, because that would have its own velocity and would not actually go through the digestive system, just pass out the other end of the duck, not the end of the anyway. It was very easy. I just sat down, I did the paperwork, and the guy looked at it, and they brought over the notary, who's actually the dishwasher, and voila, the guy who had it before sold it to me. Now, I'm looking at some of the details here, and I'm guessing that the guy made a profit on this, because apparently the seat was initially sold for $125,000, okay? And the guy sold it to me for, $237,000 plus closing cost. And there's also an association fee. Well, you got to have those. I mean, somebody has to be responsible for general maintenance. For example, if there's ketchup spilled on the seat, for example, you got to pay somebody to clean that off. And likewise, the counter. I think the counter is sort of our community our community center, if you will, and we all have to pay a certain monthly fee in order to keep the counter clean and well stocked with condiments and keep the napkins in there and all that sort of stuff. So I understand why you have that. But I paid a lot of money for this thing, and I'm looking at the list, and this stool, this is fascinating, really. This stool has had 7 owners in the last day and a half, and the price goes up every single time. Well, what that tells me, and I'm no expert when it comes to things like finance or mortgages or real estate. Of course, that doesn't keep me from spending a lot of money and investing in them. But I'm no expert, and I think that what's happening here is that we're seeing a tremendous boom in the stool and booth market. And I'm looking around here, and I'm seeing some rich and happy people, because everybody's here now. Nobody seems to be eating anything. That's interesting. Just having coffee. Well, everybody knows that all we have to do is sit back and wait 5-10 minutes or so, and we can sell this to somebody else for a profit. Now, I don't see any downside here, and I don't see any possible way in which this could end, because, you know, like they say, real estate, they're not making any more diners. Well, they are, actually, and they could make lots of diners if they wanted. And I guess that explains why on the way here up Highway 18, I actually saw them breaking ground for at least 17 more diners. But it's a boom market. And, you know, as long as there's the demand, I'll be able to turn around and sell this seat anytime whatsoever. So the downside about this is that, you know, this has always been my seat here at the diner. And I don't like the idea of selling it to somebody else, even though I'll get a nice tidy profit. Well, I could take that money, I suppose, and invest. What I could do, I could buy the seats next to me. That would be perfect. And then sell those, and then use the profit that I have on... I'm sorry, what? Oh, hold on a sec. Sure. Just get the paperwork. Oh, I hadn't even considered this. It's better. I can now take out a stool equity loan based on the value, the increased value that I have in my stool here. I mean, just sitting here for the last 10 minutes or so, the value of the stool has increased so much that I can actually borrow against that. Well, and use the money for whatever I please. Wow. I'm gonna buy a Winnebago, I think, and put a large screen television in it and a hot tub, and I'm just gonna drive around the country for a couple of years. I'm thinking it's time to quit my job, and just go into stool and booth. Flipping is such a crude word, isn't it? We're not flipping. We're investing. Well, flush with cash though I am. I'm very anxious to see what we have here on the jukebox. I wonder if the fellow who comes in and stocks the jukebox at the end of the night has arranged some tunes here that reflect the fine, happy financial condition that we're all in here at the diner. That's right. Oh, look. I'm looking at the chef. He's wearing a gold apron. And he's back in the kitchen near the stove, so the heat keeps it malleable, so it's not stiff, as you would expect. Gold to be, does look rather heavy, though he's quite stooped. Ah, but with great wealth comes great responsibility, doesn't it? Let's go right to the jukebox and see what we have here at M1. What was that? Was there a crash? Was that another crash? Hey, did something... Did you guys hear something... Oh, okay. Well, I guess it was just a temporary readjustment of the dish situation. I shouldn't be so skittish. You know, I'm in this for the long term. I'm going to occupy this stool for at least the rest of the afternoon, so I think it'd be... Don't want to get spooked by any crashes. Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't really want to hear that song anyway. Let's try something else here. Let's go down to P2.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas.
That's more like it.
I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash.
Or credit.
Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go.
Money is good, but you know, credit is better. Money is just what you have. Credit is a world of possibilities. It's what you could have. Am I right? And I think that's far more inspirational in a way. You know, I mean, if you have the opportunity to have some cash, I'd rather have a really big line of credit, because that's just like a gift. And I mean, I know you have to pay it back at some point, but you know, you can always figure out how to do that later. Let's see here. I am hungry. Could I get a Butterburger over here, please? Hey. Sure. Man, these are expensive. $40 for a Butterburger now. Got to pay extra for the onions as well. Oh, well, doesn't matter. I tell you what, put it on my card. Oh, which card? It's a good question. Let's see. Use Diners Club here. I'm going to max that one out. Hold on a second. I tell you what, let's put that on my stool equity line. Right, just fold that all in. Okay. All right, I'm in a song kind of mood here. Let's see what we can find at the jukebox at D1. Sit right down here. You want to buy the stool here? Great, absolutely. So what do you have in the way of ass? Oh, you're homeless. Well, you're a motivated buyer then, I guess. Tell you what, you have a job? No. Okay. Any bank? No, sorry, stupid question. Anything? I can see your shopping cart through the window. That's a lot of cans. That's an awful lot of cans. Well, sure. I tell you what. Sign here. What we're going to do is we're going to fold all the down payment into this new instrument, which starts you out at a teaser rate of minus 5%, which means that we actually pay you, and then you take that money, and then eventually you pay it back. Now, apparently after 7 minutes, the interest rate is going to reset to the prevailing norm, plus 5 points. And then after 3 years, there's the crippling balloon payment, and everything is going to be due, but that's, you know, that's down the road. And by then, of course, you'll have refinanced, and or maybe even sold it. Maybe even sold it back to me, for that matter. I kind of like the look of that stool. All right, buddy, you sign right here, and that's great. Welcome to stool ownership. It's what we're all about here. Oh, don't thank me. Thank the people who made this possible. Take the cash. God, I just in the last 5 minutes, they've put up a sign across the road on Highway 18. They're building a 37-story diner. It's just astonishing. I mean, the market's going crazy. And with that kind of excess capacity coming online, that only means that demand is just going to get higher and higher and higher. So I don't see any downside here at all. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about walking over there and seeing if I can get in on the ground floor of a stool. Well, no. If it's 47 stories tall, why not choose a penthouse stool? Live life large. Or not, maybe just have it as an investment vehicle. Somehow, perhaps, figure out a way to get that into my portfolio, get it off the books. But now I'd have to have it as my secondary residence, which means I couldn't have the stool tax or the fees paid off taken against my taxes. Boy, you know, it was an awful lot simpler when a man could just walk into the diner and sit down. Not have to worry about these complex financial instruments. But on the other hand, it's exciting, and I feel rich. I feel richer than Richie Rich himself. And you know what that kid was like? Well, he was rather annoying little character, but they all were. If you're talking about Harvey comics, Harveys were the worst. Harveys were what you found at Grandma's place, you know? And I don't know any kid who really wanted to be Richie Rich. For one thing, you had to wear the stupid suit, and you had to have your hair slicked back. And you lived in a house that had gold floors. Honestly. I mean, everything was shiny and huge and gargantuan, and he had everything he wanted, but was he really happy? I've come to think of it, probably, yeah, what am I talking about? Let's check out something else here in the old jukebox, which really, you know, come to think of it, could use some gilding, I think. Yeah, I'm looking at it. See, that's just the thing. I mean, for years I've been coming into the diner and I've loved its lived in, its inhabited quality. But now that it you know, is a font of wealth for all of us, I'm just thinking that maybe it's time to spiff it up. Maybe it's time to I could possibly take out a second equity, home equity, stool equity loan there, and we could use that money for improvements. There's probably, however, a stool owners association that keeps you from painting your stool or detailing it in a color that doesn't fit the rest of them. Oh, I hate these rules, man. I tell you, it's like living in Russia. All right, let's try Z2. Ha! Yes, we are. That we do. Up to our ears, to the top of our scalps, rolling in it. Yes, we are lucky, as a matter of fact. No, not lucky. It's part of the American dream, stool ownership. We've got a lot of what it takes to get in over our heads. How much do I owe? How much do I owe? I should probably take a look at how much I really do owe here. Can I look at those documents again? I just want to see how much I owe.
We're in the money.
I mean, mother of God.
We're in the money.
There's no way I...
We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
No way I can ever pay this back.
We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
I gotta sell one of my stools.
We never see a headline about a breadline today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye.
A sign.
We're in the money.
Use a napkin here.
Come on, my honey.
For
let's spend it, send it,
sale.
Let it rolling along.
Well, it'll sell fast. Stool for sale. Now showing. A lot of other guys around here have their stools for sale too. Everybody. Everybody has their stool for sale. I'm going to use the laboratory. I'm sure when I come back it will have been sold. Any second now. While I'm away, a word or two from some of our sponsors.
Hey, Wilcox. I say, Wilcox. I hear you're a campaign manager.
You bet, Senator, and my candidate's a cinch to win.
What's his name?
You're kidding, aren't you, Senator? He's the famous Autolite Stay Full Battery. My candidate is so well known that every valiant voter vaunts his valor and veracity.
What's his platform?
Why, the famous Autolite Stay Full Battery needs water only three times a year in normal car use, Senator. And he's running on a platform to give longer life. 70% longer life, in fact, as proved by tests conducted according to the Society of Automotive Engineers' minimum life cycle standards. And that's really an endorsement.
Is your candidate prepared for a long cycle in office, Wilcox?
He sure is, Senator, because every positive plate of the Autolite Stay Full Battery is protected with a fiberglass retaining mat to help reduce flaking and shedding. So, friends, join the crowd voting for the Autolite Stay Full Battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. See your neighborhood Autolite battery dealer. And remember, you're always right with Autolite.
Take the time to listen. Take the time to care. If I know you understand me, then my mind is yours to share. Listen with your heart. Listen with your mind. When you really listen, love is what you find.
How do you do, sir? My grandmother just died.
Happy for you.
Meet Mrs. McNulty.
How do you do?
Hey, did you know you have spinach on your teeth?
Oh, that's wonderful. This is Mr. Jackson.
Nice to meet you.
I have bubonic plague.
Oh, yes, Mr. Plague. Meet Mrs.
Reception lines aren't the only places people don't listen.
When you really listen, love is what you find.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
For 2 minutes, I come back and everybody's left. All of the for sale signs have turned into foreclosure notices. There's yellow tape over all the booths. My stool has been foreclosed on. How much did I owe on that thing? Let me check here. Well, that's how much I owed on it 20 minutes ago. Let's see. Oh man. Balloon came faster than I thought. Oh my God. We're wiped out. I'm looking across the street. They're putting back the dirt in the hole that they had dug to build that tall skyscraper diner. And I'll bet if I get in my car and drive down Highway 18, I'll find that all the other diners are closed and all the stools and booths have been foreclosed upon too. Oh man. This is horrible. We're in deep, deep trouble here. Well, there's only one thing. This is such a dire situation that it simply can't be allowed to happen. There's going to be some relief. I just know it. I just know it. Just be calm. They're not going to let the stool and booth market crash, take down half the economy with it. There'll be help. There will be some help. Stay calm. All right, I'm going to just listen to some music here. That always makes me feel better. Let's go to C2. You know, at least we've learned some lessons here. Can't build an entire economy based on buying and selling stools. From what I read, of course, only 5% of the mortgages people took out on these things are in default. And it just seems hard to believe that a stool sample that small could bring the whole thing crashing down. Oh. Well, it's not that large a portion of the economy, unless of course they took all of these various mortgages that we took out on the stools and the booths and chopped them up in a little tiny infinitesimal pieces with some sort of financial julienne slicing and dicing machine and put them in a great big coleslaw larger than the world itself and distribute a little portion of it to everybody so that nobody really knows exactly whether or not they have a stool sample in their portfolio. If that happened, of course, then we're what the waitress, who was my financial planner there for about 7 minutes a while ago, is nodding her head. That is what they did. So everybody in the world is on the hook then. One more song before we go today. Let's go to K1. That's more like it.
Hang on, tiny voice did say, somewhere deep inside the inner man. Are you always in confusion, surrounded by illusion? Sort it out, you'll make out. You seem to make a good beginning, someone else ends up winning.
I knew it. I knew it. Help is on the way, and they will bail me out. The jukebox is always an excellent predictor of the future. That's just great. Well, now if I can just find a way to recoup my loss on this stool so I'm not out $600,000, but you'll all pitch in with that, won't you? won't you? I knew it. I just knew I could count on you guys. Thanks. Thanks. And thanks also for dropping by the diner. That's been this, the diner for Friday, September 26th, 2008. I'm James Lilacs, and we'll see you down the road.